Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I want to apologize for that last segment there. It was all spontaneous, certainly not scripted, and Anyway, my apologies to all of our listeners and anyone else who might have been overhearing it by accident. It was just a very sad moment in radio. But what are you going to do? All right, fine. So thanks so much for joining us. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up. Here are the rules of engagement. Get familiar with these things. This is very, very important for you. Rules of engagement, when you call in, do not have your radio on in the background. You got to put the volume all the way down, radio or whatever else you're listening to. Put the volume down because we've got a state-of-the-art delay system here. And that if they hear the show live in the background as you're talking, and then there's a technically it's a mess. That's the bottom line. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. Great opportunity for you to call in to say or do pretty much anything that you want. There are an awful lot of people who feel very strongly about the war in Iran, people who feel very strongly about Trump, people who feel very strongly about this, that, and the other, local issues, national issues, goofing around stuff. Great opportunity for you to be involved with that. Also, great opportunity for the politicians and their supporters to say good stuff or about them, and of course bad stuff about their opponents. It's a great opportunity. If you're running for office in either Ohio or West Virginia, the primaries are almost 1 week apart. We have an awful lot of candidates, awful lot of different races. Use Dimitri Graffiti to help get the word out about your candidates, or if you are the candidate, about you, and also if you want to trash your opponent. You can do that. We clear the phone lines and hold on a second. There's a. We clear all the phone lines, and it's a great opportunity for you to take advantage of them. So, by all means, please do so. So, we've got this big deal judge is going to be joining us tomorrow, Mark Hanai. He is from Youngstown. It's the 7th district for state of Ohio. And it covers not only the Mahoning Valley, parts of Columbiana, and, well, of course, Columbiana, but also Harrison and Jefferson, Belmont, Noble, and Monroe. And he is going to be here live in studio tomorrow. Made a special trip down here, or will make a special trip down here to be on the air. We will do the Facebook live stream because we've got a guest, and that'll be on the River Talk Facebook page. You'll get to see him. He's very proud of it. He makes no bones about it. He's very proud of the fact that he believes in Jesus Christ and Donald Trump, and talks about that a lot. He's got a great assistant there in his office in Youngstown. She is a big fan of mine. I did not know this, but she's a very big fan of mine. So clearly the man has very good judgment when it comes to hiring people. So Judge Hanai is going to be here in studio tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we'll have a lot of fun with him. So we've got that going on. On Wednesday, we've got Dom DeFelice is going to be joining us. He is running for Belmont County Commissioner. Again, these are all Republican primary elections. And in the general, In the general, I believe there is one Democrat running for County Commissioner, a guy named Schaefer. There are two Schaefers, by the way. There's the Republican Schaefer and the Democrat Schaefer. The Republican Schaefer is running against, I guess, three other people for the open seat. Jerry Eshman not running for re-election. Pretty soon he'll have to start paying for his drinks and meals again. And But on the Democrat side, they've got just this one guy also named Schaefer. So it's going to be really interesting to see that if Schaefer wins the Republican Party nomination, and I have no earthly idea, by the way, who's going to win it. But Dom DeFelice is going to be here on Wednesday. We'll be talking with him. But if it should be Schaefer, let's just say, and the Democrats also have Schaefer, it could be really interesting. See what happens. It could be very, very interesting. So all of that. Now, in connection with that, this thing bothers me a lot. And apparently, I'm the only one here in the Valley who cares much about the census. But Belmont County, it is amazing how we continue to lose population, and no one seems to give a rat's ass about it except me. I turned to AI, artificial intelligence, one of the platforms, and I asked for data regarding Belmont. Belmont County. Hold on.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 Why should you want to know?
That's the Belmont buzz. All right. So, got all this information regarding population, and it really, when you really stop and think about it, and of course the local media is pretty much useless regarding this, it's really quite astonishing what has happened. And no one seems to care except Dimitri. It's just the damnedest thing. It really is. Based on the most recent data from the Census Bureau, hold on a second. Hacking up another hairball. The population continues a steady decline. This past year, county lost almost 260 residents. Past decade, 5,000 residents. Back in the 1930s, to put this all in perspective, when this was a vibrant county, Belmont County. Take a guess how many people we had here. Right now, we've got about 65,000, roughly. 1930s, that was vibrant. Do we have 70,000? No, a little higher. 75,000? No, a little higher. 80,000? No, a little higher. 85,000? No. A little higher. 1930, we had 95,000 people. 95,000 people. Belmont County. And now we're down to 65,000. The trend is terrible. And no one seems to give a damn. Now, why do I say no one seems to give a damn? Well, can you name even one Belmont County commissioner or one person with the Port Authority, Larry Mary, or one person with the Chamber of Commerce, or one person with any sort of a business development organization? I'm asking literally one person. Can you name even one person in Belmont County who is a politician or who is part of an organization that deals with business? Can you name literally one person in Belmont County who has said anything about this terrible population loss and has any sort of plan to turn it around? Can you name even one person? Go ahead. I'll wait. No, me neither. We've got four people running for office, or the Republican nomination, I should say, for Belmont County Commissioner. I haven't heard. Now, maybe they have said stuff about this. Maybe they have. That I don't know. But I'm not aware of it. Certainly the Belmont County Commissioners, Dutton and Janangeli. Oh, yeah, I'll take care of that animal shelter. We'll build something new. Just vote for me. Yeah. Okay. Triple dipper Janangeli. I haven't heard them say anything about it. I don't hear any plans on their part. Larry Mary, what the hell are we paying this guy for? He and his assistant. What exactly are we paying this guy for? Where's all the development? Where are all the jobs? Where's the population growth? We continue to hemorrhage citizens. We continue to lose population. We pay these people so much money. Larry, Mary, the money this guy makes, it's obscene. What the hell do they do? And they don't even talk about it. We go from 95,000 people down to 65,000 people, trend and continue to trend down, and no one says anything. Like, oh, we're the best kept secret. Why? We just need to get more tourism here, this, that, and that. What crap is this? And when you do ask them about it, they say, well, you know, that cracker plant's going to be coming to Dilly's Bottom, you know, any decade now. Meanwhile, one of the big investors, a company that was going to invest roughly a third of $1 billion out of, I think, Singapore, someplace in somewhere in the East, pulled out. I don't know of anyone in his right mind who thinks that the cracker plant's going to actually happen in Dilly's Bottom. And even if it does, the idea that it's going to cause an economic explosion of jobs and all that is ridiculous. Just look at Manaca, Beaver County, just up the river. And that's the only thing they can point to. Say, well, you know, we've got this. And we might be getting one of those AI plants here, one of those data centers that can suck all the water and all the electricity out of Belmont County. And then our rates are going to go up. And we'll have blackouts and everything else, rolling blackouts. Thank you, AEP. But no one seems to give a damn about any of this. I tell you, if I were running for Belmont County Commissioner, and don't worry, I never will, who in his right mind would vote for me? Hell, I wouldn't vote for me because I know me. But let's just say that I'm running for Belmont County Commissioner because what the hell? I would be hammering away at this issue. I'd be hammering away saying, look, this is really important. We have got to get a lot more people here for our economic vitality so we can have more jobs. We can have more businesses. We can have more revenue, sales tax revenue. We can have more representation in Columbus. They'll be less likely to be taking all of our money from the fracking and the pipelining and everything else so they can redistribute it to the three C's, Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati. But the attitude here is just so defeatist. So, well, this is good enough for the Valley. Well, we still have 65,000 here. That's pretty good, isn't it? That's the attitude. No pride, no enthusiasm, no vision. All these people care about, these politicians and Larry Mary, is their cushy jobs and their great benefits. And the fact that the local media, which is beyond useless, I must tell you, it is beyond useless. I've worked in a lot of different metropolitan areas throughout the country. And I've never seen such amateurish, useless local media as what we have here in the Valley. The two TV stations, and they're swirling around the drain. They're almost ready to pull the plug on them. And the local newspapers, name one solid reporter, name one. Nobody in the media here holds these people accountable, except me. And they know that. And so as long as they can avoid Dimitri, they get a free ride. Some reporter for the newspaper comes in and is simply a stenographer. Somebody from the TV station comes in and just says, well, tell us what you want to say. We'll put it on camera here and we'll play it on the newscast when we're not playing that QVC crap in our newscast. The local politicians and Larry Mary, the Port Authority, whatever the hell he is with the Port Authority, and all the business development people that they just pat each other on the back. Oh, you're doing a great job. You're doing a wonderful job. Everything is fantastic. They know the media will give them a free ride because the media is just an extension of their PR department. That's all it is here. And it's so frustrating to me because I know the importance of turning this thing around. Much better quality of life for all of us. Much better representation in Columbus. Much better chance of getting our roads fixed because we'll have more money staying here in Belmont County. But the attitude is just... Well, that's just kind of the way it is. So, you know, it's just, you know, reelect me, though. It's the damnedest thing, I swear to you. It is just the damnedest thing. But 95,000 people. Down to 65,000. And not one politician is even making this much of an issue. In fact, any issue at all. Dimitri's the only one. Only one who cares.